Aleph Tammuz, 8th of July, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, Eliyahu Novi.
Okay. So, I heard a story recently about, you know, you get people who think they're Mashiach and think they're Eliyahu Novi and all such, and you know, there's a lot of them. And so apparently I just heard a story recently about somebody who said he was Eliyahu Novi. And so they said, well, why don't you come and meet one of the Gedolei Hador? Come and meet Rav Aaron Leib Steinman. You know, Eliyahu Novi is at least go to see the Gedolei Hador. So this Eliyahu Novi comes to meet Rav Steinman, comes, sits down, and Rav Steinman says, you know, so who are you? He says, well, I'm Eliyahu Novi. So Rav Steinman says, I can't believe it. He says, I've waited over 90 years to be able to speak to you. I can't believe you're here. Do you know how many questions I've got from the Gemara? Teku this and teku that. Can you please start answering me some of these questions? He brings out his bar mitzvah. He says, Nu, what's the answer to this question and that question? At that point, I think it was revealed that the Eliyahu Novi was no longer the Eliyahu Novi that he thought he was. Because we know Eliyahu Novi comes, one of the things he's going to come to is answer all the sfeikas, all the shilas, all the questions, the doubts, and the tekus, as we know, tekus famously, tishvi yotayis, kushus v'abayis, the difficulties of the unanswered questions in the Gemara, he'll answer all those questions. So I wanted to have a look into understanding Eliyahu Novi. Of course, it has a relationship to the parasha, because as people well know, the Zohar brings down, Pinchas is Eliyahu Novi. So I thought it would be an interesting project to try and understand a little bit about who is Eliyahu Novi. We find he does all sorts of interesting jobs and all sorts of interesting things that he appears over the ages. And we need to understand what is it about. It's a big sugya. We're not going to have time for everything, but let's at least scratch the surface. So one of the things we know about Eliyahu Novi is, it's brought down, that he didn't die. He never died. Olo HaShemayim, he went up to Shemayim in some Rechav Eish, chariot of fire. He went up to Shemayim, and Chazal bring down that he didn't actually die. He left this world without the normal, regular Misa of everybody else. Okay, that's one thing we know about Eliyahu Novi. Of course, we know that Eliyahu Novi had the famous encounter with the Nevi Habal on Har HaKarmel, right? We learned it, the Haftarah of Parshas Kisisa, brought down in Melachim Perek Yuches, Melachim Aleph Perek Yuches. Now we have Eliyahu Novi, he has this encounter with the Baal. You should know, in those days of Eliyahu Novi, Avodah Zorah was number one. It was, everybody was, not everybody, but a large amount of people were over Avodah Zorah. And, sorry?
Very prevalent.
And the Nevi HaBaal, the so to speak prophets of Baal, the Avodah Zorah, Eliyahu Novi challenged them in a duel, a showdown, and he literally made fun of them. You know, he said, okay, you guys finished. Whoever's the H comes down Shemayim, obviously nothing that they did, nothing happened. And then finally, he makes fun of them, and as you see in the parasha, we well know, in the end, he says, Aneini Hashem, Aneini, and a fire comes down and consumes the whole Mizbeach that was drenched in water, a whole unbelievable nace, and everybody responds, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. That's another famous event. But he appears in all sorts of guises. If you look in the Gemara, we find many stories of Eliyahu Novi. Firstly, Eliyahu Novi speaking, teaching Torah to many people. Again, like we mentioned before, whenever you're in a situation of teku, a sveika, we know Eliyahu Novi is going to come and answer those questions. But also he appears throughout the ages making appearances in the Gemara with Eliyahu Novi taught me this. We even have Tana de Be'eliyahu, which is a Tana teaching us Torah from things he heard from Eliyahu Novi. And Eliyahu Novi makes many, in fact the Gemara, there's a Tosis in Chulin Dachov and Aleph, the Tosis says, every time it says in the Gemara, Hahu Saba, there was this Saba, an elderly gentleman, says Tosis, except for one occasion, he explains why that occasion not, but he says, that always means Eliyahu Novi. It says Ahu Saba quite a few times in Shas. He's making lots of appearances in the Gemara. In fact, it's not just limited to Gemara. We know, post-Gemara, Eliyahu Novi is given some sort of Rishus to come back to this world and interact with this world. There are people who have stories of Eliyahu HaNavi, of supposedly, you know, having incredible yeshuas, being saved by somebody. They just suddenly appeared and then disappeared, and nobody knows what. And usually we say, we call it Eliyahu HaNavi, whether it was or wasn't, but the point is, there is this idea that Eliyahu HaNavi can come back to this world freely and be involved. Well, you know, he's there every bris. I even saw a brilliant question. They asked the question about Eliyahu HaNavi. How can he be there every bris? Eliyahu the Gemara says about Eliyahu HaNavi that he can't come on Shabbos and tell us about the Geulah because he's not going to come from outside the Tchum. He's got a problem with Tchumim. But then they ask Mamre, what does he do about Shabbos brises? What does he do? He's got a bris in Eretz Yisrael. He's got a bris in London. How does he make those? And Mamre thought this brought down this question. You know, the answer is, Chasam Sofer says, the answer is different. Eliyahu HaNavi can come in two guises. He can come in a physical form, in a body. He can come back and take on a body. I mean, means come back in a physical form. If he comes back in a body, then he has to keep halacha. When he's going to come, be mevaseh the goel, he's going to come back in a body. He can't come on Shabbos because that's tchumim. But when he comes in the bris, it's Eliyahu is the malach habris. There he doesn't come in a body. He comes as the malach, that's not a problem of tchumim. He can be in Eretz Yisrael, he can be in London, he can be all over. That's Eliyahu malach habris in all different places. Okay. Nonetheless, he's busy, right? There's brisos all over the place. So Eliyahu Novi's, we've got kisei shel Eliyahu Novi. As far as I know, every kehillah in the world, I might be wrong, but every kehillah has the minhag of kisei shel Eliyahu HaNavi. So it's not just some sort of idea that we sort of speak about it. As if kiilu, that's a nice story. It's mamash like almost the halacha. You have to have kisei, it's a great kibbutz, putting it on the kisei. May I kisei shel Eliyahu HaNavi? Just since Agar Berth mentioned it, there's another interesting shaila that somebody asked, with Shlomo Kluger, they asked, how could it be, and again, we gave the answer already, but how could it be, what do you do about Eliyahu HaNavi? Somebody once had a situation where, unfortunately, there was a mace, this person, somebody died, and the mace was in the shul, they couldn't move the mace, and there was a bris going to be there the next day, and they asked the shaila, can they do a bris there? Eliyahu HaNavi is a kohen, can you have Eliyahu HaNavi tell me a bris in the same shul, as an ayah, as a mace? Can't do it. So he answered the same answer of the Chasam Sofer. When Eliyahu HaNavi comes back in a body, then he has to keep halacha. The Gemara in Bob Metzia, where they said Eliyahu HaNavi came back in a body, and they said, what are you doing? It's a chorus. How could you be it? And he said, don't worry, it's a chorus of non-Jews. But if Eliyahu HaNavi comes back in a bris, he doesn't, there's not bound by those halachas. Okay, either way, Eliyahu HaNavi, he's all over the place. We know he's Mevasa the Geula. We speak about Eliyahu HaNavi and Mevasa the Geula. If you look at, anyone says the Mizmorim on Matzei Shabbos. I mean, one Mizmor after the next, everything is all about Eliyahu HaNavi. And we speak about Mivavasa the Gola. Right? We look forward to, there's actually an interesting combination, it's Eliyahu HaNavi and Moshiach. Eliyahu HaNavi will announce the Gola and then Moshiach will come.
The Tishbi is surely Moshiach, the Taras, because you've got
that. No, Eliyahu HaNavi. There's Eliyahu HaNavi and there's Mashiach. They're two different people. Tishbi, Eliyahu from Tishbi. Eliyahu Tishbi.
Oh, yeah.
Eliyahu HaNavi, the truth is, it's actually interesting. Is he from Gilad? Is he from Tishbi? Is Eliyahu Giladi? Eliyahu Tishbi? There's lots to say about where he's from. And he's known particularly, he's known as the savior of the Jewish people as well. He's Mavasa the Geula, he will tell us about the Geula. And even we find in Tanakh, Charvoina Zochel HaToiv, we're told Charvoina is Eliyahu HaNavi, both of them are Zochel HaToiv. Charvoina came at the last minute and saved the situation. Many, many stories in Tanakh, in the Gemaras. So who is Eliyahu HaNavi and why was he given this permission to sort of, at will, go from that world to this world? There's no other person, Malach, whatever you want to call him, nobody else like him. So how come he gets this permit? Where did he get this passport from? Okay. Now, if you were to sum up, what was his main middah of Eliyahu HaNavi? What was he known for? So, actually, it's connected to Pinchas. Kanos. No? Kanos. He had this middah of, to be a kanoi means to be zealous, we say. To be zealous for Hashem's sake. What did he do? Remember, he came to a world which was full of avodah zarah. And like we mentioned before, he had a showdown with Nevi'i Habal. Here he sees a world where Klal Yisrael, unfortunately, being over the avodah zarah on a mass scale. And he came to eradicate evil from the world. If you sort of summarize his main mission, was his kanos. That's also already the relationship with Pinchas in this week's parasha. Tachas asher kinei leilokov vayachapa al bnei Yisrael. Pinchas is also has this middle of kinah. By the way, Chazal bring down Tachas asher kinei leilokov oisi ois leelyon, because that's already you see the link. Pinchas is kanos l'shem Hashem. He's zealous for the name of Hashem. Eliyahu also. But what does he do? He comes with Neviyah Habal. And he challenges them, and he says to the Jewish people the following statement. He says to Klal Yisrael, in Perek Yud Ches, let's just find it inside, Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Ches. So first he lets them do their whole performance, and he says, yeah, you're quite finished, want to add, yeah, do you want to dance a bit more? And he, it's quite funny actually, he almost ridicules them. And then he steps up, and firstly, he says to the Jewish people, the famous phrase, it's well known, Ad Mosai Atim Poschim Al Shtei HaSe'ifim. He says to the Jewish people, come on guys, how long are you going to dance between two Se'ifim, two opinions? What are you going to do? Im Hashem Elokim, Luchu Acharov. If you're going to go with Hashem, go after him. Im Abal, Luchu Acharov, and go after them. Interesting. It dawned upon me all of a sudden, look at this. What is he saying to the world? He's saying, look at you guys. You can't decide. You're sitting on the fence, as we would say. Who are you? Come on. Are you really for Hashem, or are you with the Baal? What would you call that? You're mesupik, right? You're besophic. Oh, where do I go? Do I go here? Do I go there? Eliyahu says, forget the sophic. Why are you in doubt? Hashem or Elikim, it's time to now eradicate that other tzad. There's no afraid of Zorah. None of this is power. That's what he came to demonstrate. And of course, in a great miracle, we find that that's exactly what happens. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. But isn't that interesting? Eliyahu, I know he's going to come in the future, he's going to answer all sphakos, he's going to answer all doubts. Well, it fits quite nicely with what he did actually during his lifetime. What did he do? He had a situation of a doubt, Baal, Hashem, and he told them, Rabbi Isa, it's not a doubt. Hashem Elokim. Okay, so that's on just a poshup shat level. But where does this come from? Let's take it a stage deeper. All doubt in the world, we know, all doubt stems from the first question that Hashem asked Adam HaRishon. After Adam HaRishon eats from the tree, what does Hashem say? Hamin ha'eitz, Hashem says to b'sichah, not to eat. Is it from the tree that you ate? I told you not to eat that you've now eaten from? Hamin or ate? It's a question. Everybody knows that obviously Hashem wasn't asking him, did you really eat from the tree? Chazal tells us, Hamin or ate? From here we find Homon min atoyu minayin. Where's Homon min atoyu? Hamin or ate? Was it from the tree? You know why Homon is found here? Because when Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, from that fruit, at that point, the clarity of emes and sheker, of truth and falsehood, now became mixed together. And now you have what's called Tov and Ra. Tov and Ra, good and bad, is not always clear what's good and what's bad. Where does that come from? From Adam HaRishon. Chet Adam HaRishon. Hamin or Eitz, was it from the tree? The question is actually now saying to Adam HaRishon, you know what, you've now brought Sofek into the world. Doubt into the world. Doubt means you don't have clarity. That's why Homon, Minatari Minayim, Homon is found, the source of Homon is in doubt. He wants to cast doubt upon the clarity that Klal Yisrael brings to the world. Famously, Amolek is Gematria Sofek. Because that's what Amolek comes to the world. To completely distort us. And even if they're not successful in terms of challenging and overcoming Klal Yisrael, but you know what? They cooled the bath down, as Chazal tells us. Oh, okay, it's not so clear. That's what they want to do. Make the situation of Sofek. And if you think about it, it's poshut. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, did they have any sfeikas, any questions in Gemara? You had any shailis, you went to ask Moshe. You had any difficulties in all the days of Nevi'im, there was no machlekes. What, no machlekes? Jews didn't argue? Well, they could argue, but all you have to do is dial one or two, whatever the number of the Navi was, right? Go to the Navi, he'll tell you what the clear answer is from Hashem. When we move further away from Nevuah, we're in a darker world, where there's more Ra that's prevalent. Ra doesn't just mean raw evil, but it just means blocks. We just don't see Hashem clearly. So in a world where we don't see Hashem clearly, then there's a world of sfeikus. And all the shailas of the Gemara, and open up most pages, the Gemara is going to have a shaila, a sofek, this, that way, or this way. Why? There was no shailas in the earlier days. Because in the earlier days, everything was clear. Now, it's darker. We don't know. Sofek. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come to get rid of the sfeikus. Why? Because when Eliyahu HaNavi got up with Nevi'ah HaBaal, how did he get rid of the sfeikus? How? What did he do? Was he retired? Everybody's questioning. Everyone line up. We'll have a philosophical debate about whether it's the Baal or Hashem. He didn't even bother doing that. Although I'm sure he would have done fine with that, of course. He got up there and showed everybody Hashem or Elikim with this incredible revelation. Immediately, all the doubts just fell away. There was no doubt. Hashem or Elikim. There was no suffix. What did he do? He used his middah of kanaus to eradicate evil. When you eradicate Ra, when you eradicate that side, which is negative, there's nothing left to have a doubt over. You weren't sure. Baal, I could just spoke about Baal. Baal's gone. Okay? It's obvious. It's Hashem HaElokim. So actually the middah of Karnos, of Eliyahu HaNavi, is getting rid of evil from the world, which it means getting rid of all Ra from the world. Gets rid of all of it. And therefore there's no sfeikus anymore. Now we can begin to understand, with this, we can begin to understand why Eliyahu HaNavi was the one person that seemingly has passport license to travel between this world and the next world. He doesn't die. What's Peshat he doesn't die? The Maharal explains, we know, it's brought down in many swan, Misa. Why does a person have to die? Because the body isn't on the same level as the Neshama. We're not quite on the same page. So a person has to go through what's called death, which will allow the body to disintegrate, and then will come back as a different body later, B'tchiyas HaMeisim, where the body and the Neshama will be in line. But Misa was only a result of what? Only a result of Chet Adam HaRishon. Because of the original sin that brought Ra into the world, so now we have to die. A person has to die in order to get to that purity. We can't elevate our bodies to that level. We can't do it. The body has to die and then be recreated, and then we'll be able to achieve that synthesis. Eliyahu HaNavi, he was only able to eradicate evil from the Avodah Zarah, because obviously he was able to do that in himself as well. So the Maharal, he was completely shoylet on himself. There was no Ra left in Eliyahu HaNavi whatsoever. Misa, death, is only a result of there being Ra in the world. But Eliyahu HaNavi had eradicated all evil, not only from his mitzvah, but from himself. That's why he was able to do it outside as well. So Eliyahu HaNavi's guf was so pure, he just took his coat off and went up to Shemayim. There was absolutely no friction between his body and his soul. Eliyahu HaNavi was the champion of all Ra, got rid of all evil, he was able to go straight to Shemayim. Ad Kedei, that he's able to still come back to this world. You see, for others, and of course that doesn't mean other tzaddikim were also tzaddikim. We're not going to say it. The truth is, it does say that Moshe Rabbeinu also, does say he didn't die. Because even though here it says Vayomos, but it was, his Misa was like Misa Nishik, it was nothing, just walked into another room. But specifically with Eliyahu HaNavi, we're told that he has the license to still come back to this world. Freely. Why? Because this world represents, is absolutely no stereo whatsoever, no contradiction whatsoever to Eliyahu HaNavi. The evil in this world, he's completely impervious to. He is the one that overcame this. Not to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, but that's a different realm. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nisei HaTorah. Eliyahu's middah was specifically to obliterate bad from the world. To eradicate evil. So therefore he's not affected by this world. He's the champion of Olam Hazeh. And therefore he's allowed to come back into this world. And he comes back in all forms. He comes back, interestingly enough, Malach HaBris, it dawned upon me, I didn't see this anywhere, but Malach HaBris, also interesting, what's a bris? A bris is Hasaras Ha'ola. You remove that which is negative. You remove that which is, so to speak, bad in a person, and that's the Shlemus. Eliyahu HaNavi removed that which was bad, and that was the Shlemus. Which, by the way, is the idea of eradicating bad leaves shleimus. How does it leave shleimus? If we find, for example, Pinchas is Eliyahu HaNavi. Let's go back to Pinchas. You know, in this week's parasha, we find Pinchas is given as Brisi Shalom. And all the Mefarshim ask, what did Pinchas do? He did an act which looks like quite a violent act. He comes, he kills, and he's rewarded with his kamos, the reward of the peace, the Nobel Peace Prize. Peace? It didn't look like that to the onlooker. That was called peace, Shalom? I mean, peace is, you know, okay, everybody okay, everyone's fine. I mean, that's called peace. But we know that actually Hashem is teaching us a very profound lesson. Because Pinchas comes along and he sees here the two evils at once. It was Benois Mayav's Nus, and actually, if you follow Chazal, they actually were also getting them to be Ovid Avodah Zarah. Part of the whole thing was they wanted to draw them in with Znus and then get them to be Ovid Avodah Zarah of Mayav. Right? So, it was together. What did Pinchas do? Pinchas saw that this was the most terrible thing. Clearly saw they were going to die because of this terrible atrocity that's been taking place. So he went ahead and with his kanoas, he actually created peace. Because what you know what he did? He killed death. When the death is rampant, Hashem sees this is terrible. I'm going to now punish the Jewish people severely. When somebody can come along and kill the evil, get rid of that which is bad, eradicate Ra, that is actually creating peace between Hashem and the Jewish people. You wouldn't say a doctor is evil for cutting out something which is cancerous. You wouldn't say he's evil. On the contrary, he's helping the person come back to his shleimus. So there's a terrible disease in the Jewish people because of as a result of this act. Pinchas comes on with his kanoas and now makes shalom, hitting the noisim as brisi shalom. I'm going to give him the bris of shalom to show everybody. Now what he did was the ultimate act of peace, making peace between us and Hashem. And Pinchas do Eliyahu HaNavi. His reward was that he actually, Eliyahu HaNavi does exactly the same thing as well. He eradicates Ra from the world, and he thereby brings peace, Hashem Elokim. And now he brings Hashem back into this world. When there's Avodah Zarah, Hashem can't enter this world. So Eliyahu HaNavi comes to bring back Shalom between us and Hashem. Brisi Shalom. So maybe that's why he comes at a bris. A bris which is also Hasara Sa'ola, removing that which is negative. That's our bris. That's our connection with Hashem. That's the basic connection that everybody has. Every Jew has some connection to Hashem. That's the bris. We find that Chazal tell us like this. Brought down several places. I'll just quote here from Vayikra in Bechukesai. The pasuk says, "Vazchat esprisi Yaakov, avsprisi Yitzchak, avsprisi Avram, Ezkar, roetz Ezkar." And Yaakov will. I remember Yaakov and Yitzchak and Avram. Yaakov is written with a vav. Rashi says, the famous Rashi brings this down several times. Says Rashi, "Bechamishu makayim es nichtav molei." Five times we find that Yaakov is written with a vav. The Eliyahu Chaser b'chamish makomis. Eliyahu is written five times, Eliyah without the vav, without the vav. So they parallel, says Rashi. Yaakov notel ois mishmoy shel Eliyahu. Yaakov took a letter from Eliyahu Novi, the vav, eroven as a guarantee. She yova v'yavase geulas bonov. He should come and be mevasa the geula to his children. He should come and tell us about the geula. What else does that mean? Yaakov has a letter. I'm holding on to a letter, and I've got a letter of Eliyahu HaNavi, and it's the Vav. Why the Vav? What does it mean anyway? Yaakov is the Golus Jew. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva. He's the one that goes to Golus. He is the one that's Vayeru Mitzrayim. It all starts with Yaakov going down to Egypt. But Yaakov needs to know that we're going to Golus, but are we going to come out of Golus? So Hashem says, yes. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to ultimately be Mavase the Geula. You'll come out of this situation. You're in a place where there's Ra. You're in Golus. Eliyahu HaNavi will tell you that that will not last forever. There'll be a time where the Ra will disappear and we'll be left with only good. But it's the Vav. Why is it the Vav? We know that Vav is always a letter of connection. Vav HaChibur. Vav itself means a hook. In Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, without going into it, but the Vav is the connection between the higher worlds and the lower worlds. The Chibur of Shemayim and Oretz. That's exactly Eliyahu HaNavi's job. He's the one that goes from Shemayim to Oret. He's the one that joins them together. He's the champion of Olam Hazeh. He's not affected by the Ra of Olam Hazeh. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come and once again reunite Shemayim and Oret. Heshiv Levavos Abonim, Bonim Al Avos. It's all going to come back together again with the Vav, the letter of connection. Yaakov says, are we going to get out of this? Hashem says, yes. And here's the Vav. The Vav is going to be your promise. Eliyahu HaNavi's name is Kael Yudkei Vav. Yudkei Vav. Yudkei Vav, what's the letter? The missing letter is the Hey, but that Hey is always us. We're the Malchus of this world. The Vav of Eliyahu, that Chibur between this, the upper world and the lower world, that's Eliyahu HaNavi's Vav that Yaakov is holding on to until such time as Eliyahu is going to be Mavasa the Geula. Interesting to note that on Motzei Shabbos, Al Tira Avdi Yaakov, we say, don't worry Yaakov, and then we speak about Eliyahu HaNavi. Don't worry Yaakov, and Yaakov's worried. What's going to be? The goal is what's going to happen. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. And then we speak about Eliyahu HaNavi, because Eliyahu HaNavi is going to be Mavasa the Geula. So what do we see? That Eliyahu HaNavi is this incredible individual who is Mevatel, who gets rid of all evil from the world. He is the one that makes peace between us and Hashem by getting rid of all evil. He is the one that will be Mevasa the Geula. He's going to be the one who's going to answer all doubts, all sveikas. Because doubt is only a result of not clarity, which means a result of ultimately the Ra. And on the deepest level, the Ra that was brought into the world by Chet Adam HaRishon. The original doubt that came because the world came crashing down. We don't see Hashem clearly. Hamino'itz. The Homon, the Amalek, the Sophic of the world. Eliyahu HaNavi comes to eradicate Sophic. There's no other side. There's no Sophic. You don't have a doubt here. It's all going to be clear. All the questions are going to be answered. Eliyahu HaNavi is going to answer all the questions. It could be that he's just going to answer it by just... The world will be so clear, you'll automatically know all the answers anyway. It'll be so obvious. Or perhaps he'll answer each one individually. Whatever it is, he's going to bring in that era that will get rid of all doubt. You'll have absolute clarity. That is Eliyahu's going to be Mavasa the Geula. That is the Vav of Eliyahu HaNavi. The Vav Achibah, the connection between the high world and the low world. And therefore, that's why we say, Ashu Mishra Pano Bachalayim, Ashri Yishon Nosan Lo Yisholim, Ve'achzir Lo Yisholim, Hashem Yivarech Es Amu Basholim. Eliyahu HaNavi comes to bring Sholim to the world. Just like Pinchas, getting rid of the evil, brought Sholim, and you know it's Bissi Sholim. That's what ultimately is going to happen. The real Sholim that we look forward to is the peace of Klal Yisrael between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world, and Klal Yisrael and Avinu Sheva Shamayim. That's how you create peace in the world, by the connection between us and Hashem. By getting rid of all evil, seeing the times where evil will be eradicated from the world, and that will bring in the Geula. Eliyahu HaNavi will eradicate all evil. We'll see, he'll be the one to be Mevasa the Geula. And when that happens, we'll then experience what it is to see Emes. We should be Zoicha to see the Gilui of Eliyahu HaNavi, to answer all Sveikas, to get rid of all Ra, and to be the champion of Olam Hazeh, and bring that into this world. We should see that speedily in our days. Amen. Thank you.